Usually in medicine families, the Ojibwe people anyway, or the Chippewas, whatever you want to call us, they usually choose their medicine people by members in their family. Like if they show an interest or they watch you from a very young age and you can pretty much tell what where you're going with how you listen and are you involved with the elders and whatever, do you listen to them tell stories and talk, which I always was. I really love to hear all the stories. And when I can just remember falling asleep behind the stove, like the old cook stove at my grandmother's house, listening to their stories. And like, if there was a group of people around, I would like to be listening and involved to hear what they had to say. So they look at all these things when you're growing up. How involved are you, and are you interested in the medicines, and what do you use for this? And that's kind of how they can tell. But they can tell at a very early age. I can tell when I talk to people about medicine, and you know, if I'm going in the bush, who asks me, can I go with your Graham, or you know, can I go with you? That's how you know. So I went on my first medicine walk when I was 6 years old with my uncle Bill Henry. And I'm sure all of you know who Bill Henry was. He practically lived in the bush. It was nothing for you to see this person coming out of the bushes, hair hanging down and his long coat on, walking through the bush, coming out, you know. And so he took me on my first walk, and I loved it. When I first got into the bush, I just could not believe how beautiful it was. It was like that you could hear the birds better. They were just there, you know, they're just singing. And it was like this huge umbrella or canopy over you, and the sun was sort of filtering through. And oh, it was just I can't even describe the feeling it is. And when you open the earth up, when you dig the earth to find a plant, to dig out the plant you want, it's the fragrance of the earth is just amazing. You just almost hallucinate when you smell it, you know. It's beautiful because you can see all these things, you know, just beautiful. And the smell of it is something you never forget. And every time you go in the bush, it's the same. It's the same way, that feeling doesn't leave you. So you learn about the medicines and you know, you just learn like maybe one at a time or whatever. You don't try and learn everything today. It's just a lifelong process, I would say.